House Bill 1302, an act to provide for the establishment of standard guidelines to be used regarding child custody and visitation.
House Bill 1302, having had its second read, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Yep. Representative Michaels.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, a little behind the curve here. 1302 is the result of a hog house, actually. It was used as a vehicle, if you'll recall. We've had conversations about child custody issues. A while back, a number of people have complained over the tenure of this administration, and for those of you who happen to deal with or have experienced child custody issues, in 1302, a group of people got together who had knowledge from the judiciary, people individually have had experiences, and those who do family law in this area, and they've come up with a concept that really needs more definition through a process of rulemaking. There's an analogy here. The rulemaking analogy in the judiciary is as open as it is from the delegated powers that we give the executive branch through your administrative rules committee review. And this is actually an act then to establish a standard guidelines to be used by the court systems and individuals at the beginning of a custody dispute, and therefore on the filing of a divorce action, we will have rules that will guide the courts and the lawyers involved in these family slash domestic issues, guidelines for child custody and visitation. Long story short, the Supreme Court will work on those rules. We're using these standard guidelines for child visitation and some standardization of that up front, and obviously deal with those throughout the whole process when the final divorce decree is put together. I'd stand by for questions, but I do appreciate your support of this. It does work in tandem and companionship with the other bills on custody that we've passed. Thank you very much.
Further remarks? Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I rise in support of House Bill 1302 with some concern. If you recall, a year ago, House Bill 1144 that dealt with custodial and non-custodial parent, where the custodial parent could move out of state or distance from the non-custodial parent. It was passed through both houses, and it was vetoed by the governor. But there were some concerns with this, and I support in working out some details. And I think we can probably tack that on. It's got to go to the Senate side. The other concern that I had was is that the Supreme Court was doing this rather than the legislature. But being we failed in the legislature that last year, I have full faith in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll come out with a good bill. So I do ask for your support on this. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question for the House then is final passage of House Bill 1302. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and members proceed to vote.
Representative Thomas Hennies, Van Norman, and Lang. Representative Lang. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65. Did you vote yes? There were yeas 66, nays 3, excused 1.
1302, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.